So the next item we're going to discuss is draft advisory opinion 2019-05. I don't know if Mr. Engel wants to come on up again. We've had some revisions to both the request, and late yesterday we put out a new draft answer. I don't know if, Council, do you have anything that you'd like to say about the new request or answer?
Yes, Chair Weintraub. I'll just briefly go through the drafts.
Thank you, Ms. Villmar.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub, and good morning, Commissioners. Before you are agenda documents 19-18-A and 19-18-B, alternative draft advisory opinions responding to a request from System 73, which is an incorporated communications technology network. The requester asks whether it may enter into a license agreement with a political committee for the exclusive rights to live stream the committee's events. The requester initially proposed to pay political committees a license fee for live stream rights. Based on that information, Draft A concluded that the proposal would result in prohibited corporate contributions. Following the last open meeting, the requester submitted supplemental information stating that it no longer plans to pay political committees as part of the proposed license agreements. In light of that supplemental material, Draft B concludes that System 73's proposal, as revised, is permissible because it's within the media exemption. We did not receive any comments on the request. We received one comment on Draft A from the requester. Thank you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Villmar. Anybody have any comments on the draft or any questions for Council, our Council, or Mr. Engel? Mr. Vice Chairman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I understand you may have a proposal that you were going to bring up, but I just wanted to see if Mr. Engel had any comments about the draft as released yesterday. Didn't have a whole lot of time. We apologize for that for you to review, but just wanted to get your immediate feedback on any questions or concerns you have about that draft.
Sure. Thank you. You know, early on in my career, I learned how to take yes for an answer. Just sit quietly and wait for the vote. And as tempted as I am to do that, I have just one comment to make. And it is this, that the draft reaches the correct conclusion, in my opinion, and it notes that in three or four advisory opinions, the authority that it cites talks about a company doing something for free, and that we here are now also trying to do something for free, and that's a match. So this should also be approved. Free was not the point of those prior advisory opinions. It was a fact in those opinions that what the media provider suggested they were going to do was something for free. It could have easily been 10% off, half price, not marked up to the retail amount. So I just don't want free, which is a fact, to be confused with the law, which is, are you a media company engaged in legitimate media operations? Sometimes that may be free, sometimes that may be not. Here, it's a match on the facts and the law, but in the future, if the facts don't match, the law still might.
Well, I do, I appreciate the comment. I think that one issue that we were looking at with respect to the, now you've taken, you've changed the request so it no longer involves the licensing fees, which, you know, as we discussed last time, were of some concern to me, and I appreciate that. There's still a reference to the interactive services that are going to be available to the requester, and it's my understanding based on discussions that you've had with our council that anything that is provided to the committees would be at fair market value. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah. which is, of course, standard under the regulations. It's, you know, perfectly fine to provide things at fair market value. We released this opinion, the latest blue draft, fairly late in the day yesterday, and I don't know that anybody besides you would be moved to comment on it, but the public hasn't had a chance to see it very much. I personally, as you may know, was testifying on Capitol Hill yesterday, so I was a little bit out of pocket this week myself. And when I was reviewing the draft last night, I thought that some of the discussion of the old AOs was perhaps a little bit confusing and could better be streamlined. So I think that we may not actually vote on this right now. I agree with the result. I want to provide you with that comfort. I agree with the result. I think we may have a revised version of the latest draft, you know, probably ready to go today that we could make public and give both you and the public a few days to review that. The 60 days runs when?
May 31st, May 31st. The extension that they've granted.
So we could vote on tally on this. There's no, I don't think it's necessary. You're always welcome here, Mr. Engel. I don't think it's necessary to have another meeting where we bring you back in. But that, I believe, is given how late we got the blue draft out. I think that both for the purposes of making sure the public has a chance to actually, anybody who's interested has a chance to read it and see it, and because, as I said, I think I want to tweak some of the citations. And the discussion of the old AOs, but I would not anticipate that the result would change. At least I am prepared to support the result.
Thank you. May 31st would be fine.
Anybody else have any? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just don't want to add much more than what you said, other than that I think we're heading down a productive path for the Commission, reaching a consensus position that I think it would be to your to you and your clients. Liking. So I'm pleased to hear that we may be able to do this very quickly within the next few days so that you don't have to come back here anytime soon again, at least with respect to this matter. We're always glad to have you back for any other requests that you might bring before the commission. But I think we're heading down a good path on this matter and hope we conclude this very soon.
Commissioner Walton. I understand I'm not aware of anything that would stop us from moving forward 90% the way this is. So that shouldn't be a concern. But I did want to say, I think it's a credit to your representation to your client that when you saw that issue that we had, rather than trying to hammer home, you took a good look at how else it could still be get done,
right.
And it worked.
Right, thank
and,
you.
And that's a nice thing for a client to have, as somebody that can take a look and make it work.
Thank you.
I have always found Mr. Engel to be an extremely cooperative attorney in working with our staff and helping to get to a good result.
Thank you. Thank you.
Commissioner Hunter?
And I support the draft as well. Just so you know where everyone stands.
Thank you. So you and I do too.
You seem to be looking at four yeses. We're just going to, you know, tweak the language a little bit and give the public, I think, a little bit more time to review it, and you as well. Anything else?
Not from me.
Okay. From any of my colleagues? In that case, you will be hearing from us shortly, Mr. Engel.
Thank you all, commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.